Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
I'd like us to look at time. It's one of the greatest gifts of God to man. Time, one of the greatest gifts of God to man. Daniel chapter 2 from verse 1. In the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. His mind was troubled and he could not sleep. So the king summoned the magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers to tell him what he had dreamed. When they came in and stood before the king, he said to them, "I have had a dream that troubles me, and I want to know what it means." Then the astrologers answered the king in Arabic, "O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will interpret it." The king replied to the astrologers, "This is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me what my dream was and interpret it, I will have you cut into pieces and your houses turned into piles of rubble. But if you tell me the dream and explain it, you will receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. So tell me the dream and interpret it for me." Once more they replied, "Let the king tell his servants a dream and we will interpret it." Then the king answered, "I am certain that you are trying to gain time, because you realize that this is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me the dream, there is just one penalty for you. You have conspired to tell me misleading and wicked things, hoping the situation will change. So then, tell me the dream and I'll know that you can interpret it for me." The astrologers answered the king, "There is not a man on earth who can do what the king asks. No king, however great and mighty, has ever asked such a thing of any magician or enchanter or astrologer. What the king asks is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live among men." This made the king so angry and furious that he ordered the execution of all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree was issued to put the wise men to death, and men were sent to look for Daniel and his friends to put them to death. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with wisdom and tact. He asked the king's officer, "Why did the king issue such a harsh decree?" Arioch then explained the matter to Daniel. At this, Daniel went in to the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him. Then Daniel returned to his house and examined the matter to his friends. He urged them to plead for mercy from God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him." Praise God. Time is one of the greatest gifts of God to man. Time is a gift from God, or it is a purchase from life. I define time in two ways. It's either a gift from God or a gift of God, or a purchase from life. It is a gift of God because when God creates every person, or when God created you, he didn't give you physical clothes, but he gave you a time frame. So that's a gift. You didn't come with it, God gave you. But if you miss it as God's gift, you are going to have it as a purchase from life. And we are going to see how it can be a purchase from life. So time can be defined as God's gift to man, or a purchase from life.
when you first meet time, you will meet it as God's gift for you. But if you waste time, or if you have wasted time, then time will no longer be your friend. You will have to redeem it, or you will have to purchase it. I say, when you first come in contact with time, you will meet it as God's gift for you. When a child is born into this world, is born according to time. When the mother is pregnant, she has a time frame in mind. And the moment that time begins to draw close, everybody will see and notice that this woman will soon come down. And when the child is delivered into the world, the time begins to tick for that child. Maybe the child could live for 100 years, 50 years, 70 years, as the case may be. That's the time that child has come into the world to meet as a gift from God. There's no beginning of how long you are going to live before coming to this earth. How long you are going to live depends on the assignment that God puts in your hand. But if by any reason you waste time, if by any reason you have neglected time, you will have to meet time again, but this time around you will need to redeem it. You need to pay for it. God didn't give anybody a check when we were coming, because he knew that money would not be all that is needed first. That's why when children are born, they are not born with checkbooks in their hands. As important as money may be to us in this part of the heaven, God didn't create anybody with money in his hands or money in his stomach. He didn't give you a checkbook to come to earth with, because he understands that money is not everything that you will need first. He gave us time because time is what you need to do everything and acquire all you need. That's what God gave to us. And today you see people waste time with reckless abandonment. People don't take time serious. Some people that believe that there's always time. I can always do it. If I don't do it today, I can do it tomorrow. If not tomorrow, I can always do it next tomorrow. So they keep procrastinating. They keep putting off the work for today, for tomorrow. They keep shifting because to them, they have all the time in the world. The parable Jesus gave about a rich young man whose ground germinated and got fruit so much. And the young man said, "What do I do? I'm going to break down my storehouses, and I'll store all these goods that God has given to me, and thereafter I'm going to tell my soul, relax and eat, because you have worked so hard." You know, that young man thought that time was his own, and so he could do with time anything he wanted to. But the Bible says the owner of the soul came to him that night and said, "You are a fool. I'm going to require your life from your hands today." God gave us time because he knows that time is what we are going to need to acquire everything we will need in life. You will need time to get married. You will need time to get educated. You need time to get a job. You need time to be promoted on the job. You need time to study. You need time virtually for everything. And that's what God gives. In the story of Daniel that we read, the king had a dream. And he said that this dream troubles me so much. He called his wise men and told them, "I have a dream. I'm going to allow you to give me the dream and also interpret it for me." That was too difficult an assignment for people who called themselves wise men to handle. It was too difficult a task for astrologers and ideologists and philosophers of their time to be able to handle. And so they told the king, "No king has ever demanded this of his wise men before." You know, the problem they had was that they needed a quick solution. They just wanted everything to happen. "King, tell us the dream and we are going to tell you something, what it means." And the king said, "No way." And you know, the time they used in argument could have been used for something more important. if they actually knew the essential of time. But they kept arguing, and the king was angry and gave orders for all the wise men to be killed. When the information got to Daniel, Daniel knew it, that nobody has a monopoly of knowledge, but everybody has time from God. So he went to the king. He didn't tell the king, give me the dream, I'll give you interpretation. After all, that's the attempt others made and didn't succeed. He told the king, do what? Give me time. If you use time well, you will reap a good harvest out of it. The time that God has given to you, and the time that God is giving to you, what are you using it for? Because the truth is that what you will be able to accomplish at age 30 may not be the same thing you'll be able to accomplish at age 60. It is still the same you, still breathing, but you may not be able to accomplish the same thing at the same speed. So time is of essence in whatever we are going to become and in whatever we are becoming. Jesus had 30 years plus 3 and 6 months to do everything he needed to do on earth. And what if he kept saying, I am the Son of God, I can do it. After all, it took me 6 days to create the world. So I don't even need all of this 30 and 3 years and 6 months to do this work. Let me enjoy myself a little bit. Let me relax a little bit. Everybody came with a pocket of time as the first initial capital for our lives. And if you waste it, you are going to need to pay for it. If you waste it, you are going to need to redeem it. If you ever wasted time, you will meet it again, but this time you may have to buy it. Praise God. If you ever wasted time, you will meet it again, but you may have to buy it. Have you not seen some people attending school at old age? Praise God. It's exciting. It looks good. But them, they know it, that it's not the same. It is easier to teach a kindergarten, ABC, and the little child understands fast than to teach an adult who has so much in his mind, that same thing. It takes a longer time to understand. So at that point, you are buying time, and you discover that what you'll be paying for, what you are learning at that age, will be far, far more expensive than what you would have paid when you were just growing up. Praise the Lord. So if you ever wasted time, you will meet time again. But you may have to buy it. You may have to pay for it. You may have to say, speed it up for me. Have you ever done a job on emergency? They said, this job, I want it to be fast. And you know that you are going to be required to pay something extra. Praise God. You want a tailor to make clothes for you, and you want it overnight. You should have done it 3 months ago. Maybe you forgot. Maybe you thought it wasn't necessary. Until the necessity of doing it down on you, and you are looking for someone to do it for you and give you the same result within the shortest time, you are going to be required to pay for it. Praise God. They said this one is express. So you pay for it. So if you ever wasted time, you are going to meet time again. But you will need to pay for it. You will need to buy it. And I don't think you like that experience. The same thing that was offered you 30 years ago, maybe as a gift, when you were 13 or so, but you took it for granted. Now that you are 27 or 30 or 50, you will have to buy that time back. Something that was offered to you at the age of 13, almost for free. You know, you can get this thing, you can do this thing. And then you are saying, no, I don't need it. Took it for granted. When you are 50 and you now discover you need that thing, and you want to get it, you may have to pay dearly for it. Sometimes it will take the whole of your life saving to get what was offered to you many years ago for free. what was offered to you many years ago almost for nothing. It would have cost you almost nothing. But you know you took it for granted. And when you take critical things of life for granted, it's going to wait for you somewhere in the future. And when it waits for you, it must have accrued a lot of profit. And so when you meet it at that time, you will not just need to get it, but you will pay the capital and pay all the profit that that thing must have accrued all these years. That's the danger of wasting time. That's the danger of not taking things serious when you ought to take things serious. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember now your creator in the days of what? In the days of your youth. Because there is time, there is something that your youthful strength can help you acquire. Remember him now. Do the work now. Do the service now. Acquire the strength now. Acquire the stamina now. Wise people take early decisions in life and spend the rest of their life managing those decisions. Know him now. Know how to pray now. Knowledge. The truth is that the time that you are taking for granted today, you will meet it somewhere again. When I talk about time here, I'm not just talking about the wall clock that we are seeing, or hours or seconds. The time that you are taking for granted now, you will meet it somewhere. If an athlete is called out to come and do the early morning exercise, and the athlete says, forget it, I'm a champion. I was born a champion. Don't worry, when that time comes, I'm going to show the stuff that I have. And others are going out for early morning exercise. Others are going out for gym. Others are going out for road walk to improve on their stamina. And he's sleeping at home. I said, I am a born champion. I know how to make it count. In fact, in the village when we were going to the stream, and they say first to reach, I will always be the first to reach there. Praise God. And he believes that he knows it all. He has it all. On the track, what he took for granted will show up. And you know that there's a place that is too late for you to begin to be trained. There's a time that acquiring training will be almost like you made a huge mistake of your life. You don't get yourself trained when you are supposed to be exercising the walk. That's not the period of training. The period of manifestation is not the period of training. There's a time to manifest and there's a time to train. If you took your training period for granted and your manifestation time comes, you won't have anything to manifest. Praise God. Pray now. Fast now. Evangelize now. Move now. Do what you can do for God now, because you will be putting some strength and spiritual stamina in your destiny account. And you are going to need to draw from it when the time comes. You need to draw from the things that you have done over time. Praise God. Ephesians 5, 15 to 17. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. He said, be very careful how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Be very careful. Don't live foolishly. Don't take fundamental things of your life for granted. What you need to acquire at a particular time, try to acquire it at that time. It will help you in the future. Take the pains to do it now. When I was talking to the teenagers 2 Saturdays ago, I gave them an instance. You may say, I want to be a footballer. I can play football very well. And so while in school, your classmates are learning. You are in the field playing football. And then you say, I don't need this mathematics, this English, this chemistry they are teaching. If I know how to play this football, it will put money on my table. And then others are learning. And you are playing football. Eventually, you become very skillful in what you are putting time to do every day. And then You can become popular by your skills. And people begin to look for you. He's a great footballer in town. And then, that your skill, that your giftedness will move you from one thing to the other. But you get to a place where if you are taking time to study and play football, you would have been at advantage. Now you can play football, but you can't even sign contract for the club that want to hire you. So you need somebody to do that for you. Now you can play football, and you get to discover that there are many other things attached to football that can give you even more money. Not all of those rights, advertisement, and all of those things, if you can't handle it, you won't be able to do it. Praise God. Coca-Cola comes and says, we want you to come and run an advert for us. This is what you will say. And you don't even know how to say it. Praise God. They will look for another footballer who can kick the ball and who can also speak good English and give the work to. Are you not losing something now? You are losing something. And at that time, you begin to find how to learn, where to learn it. Praise God. Now, in the football world, I've also read about good footballers who had to move from one country to the other. And some of them, going to the new country, they needed to go and learn how to speak English. And because they didn't understand English, it also affected their performance. Praise God. So acquire the things you need to acquire on time. Don't take time for granted. He said, do not live as an unwise person. Somebody that is not wise is somebody that believes that there is time. He can always do whatever he wants to do at any time. Don't worry, there is time, we'll do it. Come, let's go and study as a student. Don't worry, there's time until the examination timetable shows up. And then it downs on him. He hasn't done anything. He said, do not live as the foolish people. Making the most of every opportunity, that is making good use of time. You will always come in contact with opportunities in life. Make the most of it. You may be in a place where people are called to come and learn how to prepare cake free. You have the time to do so. And you are saying, leave this thing. When it is time, I'll go and pay money in a catering school and learn it. It will take you nothing. Sometimes the place is just by your door. You just stroll in there and sit down and listen to what they are saying. It will take you nothing. You are asked to come for free. And I've told this story before. A man who told me how disappointed he is now. He started working in that company as a driver. Most times, he would drive. Most of his colleagues who were also drivers will be attending evening classes, short-time programs, part-time program. And he said a lot of time, he will even drive them to the venue of the lectures and he will wait outside. And they will stay there. He will just be walking around the place and then waiting for them to finish. They will all enter the car. He will go back. Until those guys acquire certificates. All of them were at the same level. But he didn't see anything important. He would take them to classes, bring them back, and all of that. And today is living with big regret. He says, sir, do you know all of those my friends today? We're still working in the same company, but some of them are managers. Some of them have been moved to Saudi Arabia. Some of them have been moved to America. All of them with their families because they require certificate. But I don't have. I wish I can turn back the hand of time. And he told me, sadly, I'm the one that used to take them to the class. And yet I will stay outside. Praise God. Why didn't I do it that time? We were at the same salary level. But they told themselves, this thing is important, let's do it. So make the most of every opportunity that you see. Somebody said something that there's no learning that is a waste. And I hope you believe it. No learning is waste. No knowledge is a waste. Learn it. You may need it somewhere. Praise God. Assuming you are somewhere, you have all the time, and they say, come and learn French free. I say, what do I need French for? You have the time. If you want to learn it, you can always go there and learn. Let it free.
He said, I don't need it. You may never be able to tell where you will be. And you will need that French. And he said, wow, this thing came.
And you know that God doesn't do things by mistakes. God doesn't do things by accident. It is only human being that thinks that some things are accident. Some of us, we think that some things are good luck. In the dictionary of heaven, there is nothing like good luck. Everything that God brings your way will be necessary for your life somewhere in the future. You must understand it. It doesn't bring those things for nothing. If he brings opportunities your ways, if he brings open doors your way, if he brings training programs your way, he knows that you will need it somewhere. It will take wisdom for you to say, no, let me learn it. Even if it doesn't seem to be necessary for me now, let me just acquire the skill. There are some people today that are making it in life because of the skill they acquired, even when they never knew they needed it. Let's just say, let's just go. Let's do the thing. After all, I have the time. But some people would rather take that time, stay at home, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which heads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and all of that. It says, redeem the time. Make the most of all opportunities that comes your way. Make the most of it. Acquire knowledge. Acquire training. Acquire the skills. Listen to it. It may just be good for you. Praise the Lord. When you are buying time back, it is more expensive. Not only expensive in terms of money that you pay, more expensive in terms of pains that you are going to take. If a woman that is 70 gets pregnant and wants to put to bed, it's not the same with a lady that is 30 that wants to put to bed. Praise God. It's not the same. So it's more expensive, not only in terms of money, in terms of pains, in terms of the energy that will be required, in terms of the reproaches that will come. It's more expensive all around. Praise God. And that's why sometimes when you see a smart lawyer, maybe he wants to defend some villagers in the matter. And the villagers are saying, sir, we don't have money. And he says, don't worry. Give me portions of your land. Some of the villagers, because they don't even know the worth of the case, and they don't even know the worth of the land, they say, is it land? We have it. Take as much as you want. Just defend us in this matter. And the lawyer is smart. He defends them in the matter, wins the case, takes their land. 30 years after, their children will begin to buy back what their fathers had for free. Praise God. Many years after, their children are beginning to pay skyrocketed prices for what their fathers never valued. Have you not seen children today who are buying their father's landed properties back from strangers? Praise God. They are buying it on high amounts because it was never valued. The people didn't put any value on it. So we must understand it. That whatever you don't make use of today, you will meet it somewhere. Everything God does will come with a sense of timing in you. Don't waste it. Take note of it. Everything God does will come with a sense of timing. There is a time that you will have it inside of you. It's as if this thing must be done now. It should be done now. That's why it's not a good spirit. The spirit that always tells you this thing can always be done at any time. It's not a good voice. It's not a good spirit. It's not a good habit. I can do it at any time. One principle I believe is that if this thing should be done at all, it can be done now. That's my principle. If it can be done at all, it can be done now. So you see somebody that is cleaning, that is sweeping the floor, and he says, don't worry, I will dust tomorrow. I will dust after. Why not now? Praise God. You are sweeping the floor, and the place is stained. And you say, well, I'm supposed to be mopping every Saturday. And then you are just sweeping on Friday and there are stains on the floor. You say, after all, tomorrow is Saturday. Why not do it now? You know, I have come to discover that sometimes the things I shifted for the next day, I didn't have time for that next day. Because today I am thinking that I'm in charge of my time tomorrow. But you know, God is in charge of your time. You never know the program that God has for you before he wants you to do it today. And there are a lot of things I've shifted. I said, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do it. I wanted to prepare a message some time ago. And I said, okay, I'm going to prepare it tomorrow. After all, I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. By the early morning of that day, I had bookings that will have to take the whole of my day, and I discovered that I couldn't do that thing. Praise God. So sometimes it's good. Do it now. You are having a nudge to wake up and pray. I said, okay, you just look at your time. It's 2 a.m. He said, by 5, I'm going to pray. By 5, I'm going to pray. Holy Spirit, don't worry. By 5. He said, no prayer. I'm still going to pray. And the urge in you is for 2 a.m. And you are waiting till 5. By that time, the anointing for that particular assignment lifted. You may end up praying by 5, but you may never have the same result that you would have gotten if you prayed by 2. Because everything that was supposed to make it work had been lifted. And sometimes before you even begin to pray by 5, the damage has been done between 2 and 3 and 4. Praise God. And so what you are doing by 5 is damage control. Praise God. And you know, when you are into damage control, you spend more. You know that it takes more to rectify a faulty foundation than to build a house. It takes more. When the foundation is faulty and you want to rectify it, it takes a lot of money to do it, praise God, rather than building a new building. So everything God does will come with a sense of timing. Don't waste it. Every human being is on a race against time, and nobody's going to win that race. The only way you can win the race against time is to take advantage of God's will for your life and begin to do the plan of God for your life. There are some people that have bargained with God for 10 years and the devil gave them only 3 years and killed them. Some told God, don't worry. When I'm married, I will settle down and serve you. And he's waiting for 5 years' time when he gets married. And the devil said, thou fool, I'm giving you 2 years. Before 5 years, I'll kill you by accident. Praise God. Some have bargained with God and say, God, I'll be serious with you when I am 15 years old or when I'm 30 years. In fact, when I'm 40 years old, I will settle down and do the things. And the devil will wait when you are 35. He knocks you off. You didn't even have time to do what you said with God. So do it now. Take advantage of time. You may have to pay so much for it. And you wouldn't like it when you have to pay for what you wouldn't have paid for.
Your grace has found me just as I am, empty hand above love in the land. We're singing majesty. We're singing Praise you, O God.